You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Gun violence in the Bronx this weekend. Three shootings, in fact, with one dead and several more wounded. A 17-year-old girl is one of two victims in critical condition.
Gunfire erupted during a basketball tournament here in Hafen Park Saturday night. Five people were hit, one fatally, including a teenage girl shot in the face. Neighbor Lincoln Cohen says the violence is pushing him out.
You live in a neighborhood, you don't want to have these shootings going on.
I saw up to 46 evidence markers on and near the court. Joseph Thompson says more police are needed.
It's amazing they're out here, and this is the first time I've actually seen nobody doing wheelies, but this is only for the incident that happened.
This is one of three separate shootings across the Bronx overnight. Four suspects are in custody here. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Baychester, Bronx.
Now, as for the other two shootings, one left a 28-year-old man with a shoulder wound in the Mott Haven section, and the other happening on a busy stretch of White Plains Road at East 212th Street and put two men in the hospital. No arrests yet in either of those cases. Well, the first day of play at the U.S. Open underway in Queens this afternoon, and AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benn says it's a good day for a round of tennis.
The U.S. Open getting underway here for today and for the next several days, a fairly quiet and agreeable stretch of weather for many. Outside of a stray thunderstorm for tonight into tomorrow morning, a dry stretch of weather expected for the upcoming week. And along with that, cooler conditions. While it is still humid out there for today, we'll see lowering humidity through the day tomorrow and a taste of fall as we head through Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with highs generally in the 70s, 80s returning as we head towards the end of the week and into next weekend.
All right, Matt. Now, the U.S. Open is officially underway at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. More than a million spectators are expected to flock to Flushing Meadows Corona Park over the 15 days of competition. They're hoping to see the American men end a 22-year drought. That's how long it's been since a player from the United States won the men's single title. One of the top prospects to end that drought is American Ben Shelton, who won his opening round match earlier.
I think that we got a lot of guys, you know, even guys that you didn't mention who can make deep runs here and play against the best players in the world. I think that it's a matter of time for us.
Now, last year's U.S. Open champs, Aryna Sabalenka and Jannik Sinner, are back to defend their title. Sabalenka is this year's top seed.
I'm excited to be back. I love this place. I have amazing memories from last year, so I'm excited to be here.
And no surprise, traffic in the area expected to be extra heavy for the next couple of weeks in and around Flushing Meadows Corona Park. You're urged to take mass transit if you're headed to the U.S. Open, and stick with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. Of course, will help you get you where you need to go. Lawmakers across the country voicing their opposition to President Trump's plan to deploy National Guard troops to some cities, including Chicago and New York. Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, was on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's unconstitutional. It's a direct violation of the 10th Amendment. And if for a party that talks about state rights, it's amazing how they're having such a big government approach in the way they're conducting public safety.
Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York, meanwhile, who previously slammed Governor Hochul for using the National Guard to staff prisons, had this to say about President Trump's plan on Face the Nation.
Crime has been a major problem in New York for years, and Kathy Hochul and Albany and New York City Democrats have failed miserably.
California has sued the Trump administration for attempting to use the California National Guard to assist with immigration raids in Los Angeles without the consent of Governor Gavin Newsom. Well, one person is in critical condition, three others hurt after an MTA bus collided with a car in Brooklyn overnight. Happened right before 3:30 in the morning at Glenwood Road and Ralph Avenue in East Flatbush. It's not clear what caused it just yet. Mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani leading a citywide scavenger hunt today. He announced it yesterday on social media. It continues until 7 tonight. People are lining up to take part and spoke to 1010 Winds about it.
We saw Zoran posted on Instagram. He's been posting clues for people to find spots around the city.
I'm more interested in the journey than the destination. I have no idea what's waiting us at the end.
We're all guessing it's going to end at a Zoran rally. That's the guess, the surprise. In the meantime, I'm going to have fun with my friends.
According to Mamdani in that announcement he made on social media, he was eating potato chips at the time, and that is a dig at Mayor Adams' former advisor, who allegedly tried to bribe a reporter with money in a chip bag. Now, Adams not amused, the mayor responding on social media himself, quote, "This runaround is exactly what he plans to do with your safety, your housing, and your taxes." Independent candidate Andrew Cuomo handing out chips to reporters himself at a news conference last week. However, today he was more serious, talking about the issues on Fox News Sunday.
We have a terrible problem with a lack of supply of housing, which is driving up rents. We have a 1% vacancy rate, Maria. So we need development desperately. Market rate, affordable housing, home ownership.
Now, that former Adams advisor, Winnie Greco, has said that money in the potato chip bag wasn't a bribe, but an expression of friendship and gratitude in the Chinese culture. She has since been let go by the mayor's campaign.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.